Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Robert Pattinson works hard to shake his sparkling twilight image in Good Time, a gritty crime drama that takes place in one night. He plays a none-too-bright bank robber who tries to get his mentally challenged brother released from jail. And while Good Time has an energetically sordid spirit, the incessant use of ultra-close-ups gets old very fast. Aubrey Plaza and Elizabeth Olsen are terrific in the unnerving and very disturbing comedy Ingrid Goes West. Plaza plays a wacko who becomes obsessed with and stalks a social media star played by Olsen. The movie is schizophrenic in tone and the finale is dubious, but it serves as a wry commentary about life in the Instagram age. In spite of its title, the animated dance movie Leap doesn't take any chances. In 1800s France, a young girl escapes from an orphanage and heads to Paris with dreams of becoming a ballerina. Everything about Leap is strictly by the numbers. It's a colorful but uninspired tale of female empowerment that will appeal only to very undemanding youngsters. Also opening this week, Trip to Spain is the third movie in the comic series starring Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon about two pals and their gastronomical journeys. Harold and Lillian, A Hollywood Love Story, is a documentary about Harold and Lillian Michelson, a storyboard artist and film researcher who worked on a number of classic movies. Women Who Kill is a comedy about former lesbian lovers who think they've met a serial killer. Birth of the Dragon is a biopic about martial arts star Bruce Lee. All Saints is a faith-based film starring John Corbett as the pastor of a struggling church. And the Arts and Crafts Beer and Indie Film Festival runs through August 31st at the Screenland Armor. More information is available at screenland.com. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.